Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamie, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance. Welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast. And congratulations, guys. It is day 16. We have like 14 more days to go. That's 2 weeks of podcasting. God. Oh, okay. Let me not do this again. All right, today, getting into business, we're going to be talking about something that sounds a little controversial. Oh, calm your nerves. I'm going to explain it. Now, this podcast is going to answer the question, who should I score to get my diction to the level I want it to be? And the answer is coming right after this song.
You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, Lord, you reign. Yours is the glory. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the name. Yours is the name above all names. Yours is the glory. Yours is all wisdom. Yours is the name. Yours is the name above all names.
I know. Don't come for me. That is God's will, or your giving a rendition of what a beautiful name. And God, what a song. No, God, what a singer. That guy can actually sing. And the diction is so clean. I know he's putting a lot of this African and Arabian style to his singing, but come on, his diction, especially for this line, is so on point. And it did not have to sound American, because I believe the idea you guys have about this diction thing is we want you to sound American. No, we just want you to be, like I said earlier in the previous podcast, to have a power. Okay, to have a power over what the product, what the result of your sound is. And you can only do that by following rules. I know not everybody learns this stuff, but some people have grown to do this. Now, see, there's nothing like it was naturally born that way. You learned from an influence, whether you like it or not. It might be consciously or subconsciously, you still learned. The truth is, there is no person that is actually born with the gift of singing. Trust me, if that guy that you say is born with the gift of singing grows in a community where singing is not recognized, where he's not surrounded by people who sing and to inspire him, he will not, or she will not, be that ideal singer, that role model of a singer that you are taking them to be. Okay, so that was a beautiful, you can get the rest of it. I don't know, I think I'll send it to the group. You can get it. It's a very beautiful rendition. It was a wonderful soaking session. Now over to today's topic. Am I saying you stop listening to all these our beautiful Nigerian singers, some of them that have good diction, and just focus mainly on our foreign singers? Well, the answer to that is yes. Yes, I know you cannot escape their influence because you will meet them in church. You would have to score songs by them in the choir, but as much opportunity, as much as you have the opportunity to escape scoring their songs, please do. Because like it or not, as good as your diction is, they are still heavily influenced by you. I don't just talk about Nigerians only, by your native language around them. They still interact with people with poor diction. I was talking with my vocal coach, and I still do have a vocal coach, a mentor, Mama Josari, and I was telling her about diction and all that time, and she was like, I should still work on my age factor. I'm like, no, I never had it before. Even growing up, I never had it because I'm not fluent in the Yoruba language. I don't speak Yoruba that much. And in the school I grew up in, my primary school, it was more like a white school. So I don't have all those Yoruba intonation and all that. And she was like, she knows what she's saying. I should work on it. Then it dawned on me that even teaching people, trying to correct people, interacting with people that have that diction issue has caused somehow that stuff to creep into my singing. And I told her, okay, I will work on it. So yes, people that surround you have the ability to impact your diction. You must stand out. Like I told you before, you must live your life as a singer. Live your life, eat your food, knowing that you will still sing. Eat, sleep, knowing that you will still sing. Work, know that you will still sing. Pray, know that you will still sing. Don't just do any of these activities forgetting that you are a singer. It will grossly affect you. Trust me. So yes, I know you may not be able to completely stop listening to them, because of course you might want to listen to them and pray and worship and all that, or just listen to them basically to enjoy them. But when it comes to scoring, to get better at diction, to take your diction to the next level, then listen to this piece or this jewel of an advice I'm giving you. Stop it. Some of you want to sound all good with your singing diction, and the only singers on your playlist, the only singers in your phone, is Tope Alabi, Shola Alison, Sensational Bamidele, all these people whose singing is centered around a particular language, and you want to grow. Like, how is that? That's witchcraft, because I don't know how you intend to perpetuate that act. Okay, go widen your scope, open your mind. At this point, I'm even forced to say, even Dunsin, Nathaniel Bassian, all these are our heroes, all these are our lead vocalists in Nigeria. Tone them down and begin to listen to foreign people, because the foreign people, they only have one language. So they are not, okay, some of them have some accent things or all that, but it's not as intense as it is with Nigerians, that we have various languages that you must converse with. As a Nigerian, you must know how to speak at least four languages, and you still want to sing with proper diction. So people are gifted, yes. But for you that know how you are, come on, at least for a month, give it a try and see the massive improvement on your diction. Also, tone it down on the language thing. Yes, I know you're an African and you want to show to everybody that you're African. Even so, regardless upon that, still yet. Tone it down. Maybe you just met your friend, you just met your friend, poof, people have started blasting Gala, you started speaking Yoruba, you started speaking Hausa. Come on, give English a chance, let English breathe, please. Okay, you are hoping to sing in that language most of the time, and you spend least of your time speaking it. How do you intend to improve? I know speaking English and singing English are two different things, but they are not too far apart. Okay, singing it and speaking it are not too far apart. So if you can speak it well, then I'm telling you, singing it well, you just need a little twitches and all that. But you spend most of your time speaking pidgin, spend most of your time speaking rubbish, and you still want to come and sing and sound all nice in English. Come on. That is the reason why you have issues singing other languages, because you are not used to speaking them. It applies to English too. I'm not saying you should become a great English speaker, but if you so, give it a try. That'll be all for today. I'm sorry we'll not be having Jamie all for today. Give us our quotes for the day. I think I've done enough quotes in just this teaching. But do well to reach her in a DM and just say hi to her. She's been doing a great job. She's a little under the weather, so when you're done listening to this podcast, just go straight to her DM and talk to her. After all, she's our queen mother, eh? Okay, shout out to you guys. I'm super glad. I'm so happy with you. I see your improvement. I see your commitment. I see your passion. And trust me, we are almost there. At the 30th day, you would have massively improved, not just in your diction, in your singing. You would have made a musical, Quantum Leap. So the song for the day is, of course, the song I just played.
You have no now and forever, Lord, you reign. Yours is the glory, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the name, yours is the name above all names. Yours is the glory, yours is all wisdom. Yours is the name, yours is the name above all names.